Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Damn, Skippy, we starting now. Happy Tuesday to you right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. You heard the man name off the roster. It is John Lopez, Reginald Atitula, and Figgy Fig. Wearing his nice pink New Day shirt in order to get in the good graces of one Sean Pendergast, I believe. Let's get it going.
Are they still around?
I don't think the New Day's together. And
really?
I say this as someone who does not watch wrestling, but I know that.
I don't watch it at all.
Because Big E got hurt, right?
Big E got hurt. He's a commentator now.
Okay.
Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston are still together, but they're bad guys now.
That doesn't sound like that
New
works.
New Day music anymore. Better,
are they cheaters?
They're cheater. Yes.
Because I feel like when you got
the
because what Kofi's the slim one, right? Kofi's like the real slim one. I feel like when you got a slim wrestler and they go bad, they got to be a cheater.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They got to be one of them.
They
folks.
Hit you in the midsection with all that referee joint. Looking.
Yeah. Mess around and poke you in the eyes. That type of joke.
Yeah.
There you go. All right. I didn't. That was your entirely unintended wrestle talk for the day here in the loop. But get involved with the program. 713-572-4610 on the text line. Also, much appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers. For the live streams, both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch, 610 Houston. And as I told the fellas in the handoff, in the crosstalk, I am still flabbergasted.
You should be.
By how the NBA draft lottery fell. It was one of those situations where, I'm going to be completely honest, I have to blame myself for this. Mm-hmm. When we were talking about the possibility of a Cooper Flag, we talked about it long enough that my dumb brain was
"Oh, I might be too."
Oh, but that would be really fun. Yeah, like my brain was just like, "Oh, this is gonna be great."
Yeah.
And
I was the same one over here, like, "Man, I don't think it's happening."
Right. And that's the fact of the matter is, I shouldn't have thought of it as happening. But I got myself into that place. But what if?
Yeah.
And I did it long enough to where I was thinking about it and seeing. Not gonna lie. In fact, is there the audio? Can you give me the audio of this here of the Rockets actually? When we're going through the lottery, and I'm before we even had the opportunity for that dream to really land in, before I had the opportunity to really envision it happening.
Welp.
I was just sitting there. I was like, all right, 14, yeah, that's fine. We're not going to be there.
Yeah.
13, 12, cool, 11, all right, who going to be? Which suckers now, are picking 10th?
Now, was this right before break? Because they used
No.
Or they kept going, like 10, 9?
Yeah, we got pretty deep
into
this before we got to break. Because I think, thankfully, the NBA has recognized it. They are not the NFL in trying to make everything into a TV program.
Don't make this an hour, man.
Yeah. Dude, I hated when they used to have the draft lottery as an hour. I'm like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Pick the ping pong balls and let's go.
Give us 15 minutes and keep it moving.
Yeah.
And so thankfully they did it as a 30-minute show. So the this was the second segment and they moved through it. But we got to that 10. I was like, which suckers are picking 10?
Yeah.
Pick number 10 will be made by the Houston Rockets.
And I was like, oh, it was our
Houston suckers. Receives this pick from Phoenix due to multiple previous trades.
Yeah.
Our suckers are picking 10. So I was like, all right, look. I had to then get into the cope mindset where I was like, look, it's fine.
Yeah.
But that did mean the Mavericks moved up. And I was like, all right, whatever, man.
Yeah.
But I was like, 10, thankfully, one thing that you could say, this is a draft in which at 10, you still have a very good opportunity to select a good basketball player in a way that I don't think you can say definitively in other years.
I think there's some information out there that would say
it's still kind of a crapshoot. I think if you judge, you know, what some people have said, it's about a 25% chance that they'll be a quote unquote an upper tier player. So there's a chance, but this draft might be better and it might be higher numbers than that.
Yeah. So there's that. But then when we kept going, this is where the kind of, it got wild for me, because not only did the Mavericks move up from 11th, also the Spurs moved up from maybe having the seventh or eighth best odds, something in that range. Obviously, they had two picks in the lottery. Those two teams end up now having the first and second picks, respectively, with the likes of the Utah Jazz and the Charlotte Hornets and who else? The Washington Wizards all falling out of that of their, you know, highest opportunity chances to get those top picks in the lottery. All of them, I think, 14% chance they all end up outside of the top four. And the Dallas Mavericks, notoriously months after selecting or after trading Luka Doncic away to the Lakers for a return that nobody would agree was commensurate, now they have the clear path to select Cooper Flagg in the 2025 draft. And I got to let you know, there's a lot of people, including two people that I'm looking at, that are looking at the NBA like, oh, so y'all rigged this, huh?
Yeah. No, it very much felt like it. It looked like it. Figgy, we talked about it yesterday.
Yes.
We were talking about the 10% and above chance. There were five teams with a 10% or better chance, et cetera. And I
Rockets had a 3.8% chance, and the Dallas Mavericks, get this, 1.9% chance.
I want to get to that.
Okay.
I want to get to that.
All right.
So, and we said, well, what if the Mavericks with a 1.8, whatever it was, 1.8, 1.9, happened to do it? And we talked about it. Well, it would look like it was rigged.
Yeah, the thing is, like, I wasn't upset about it, but I was like, okay, I see what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
They lost a superstar, and now they're trying to get another one.
Well, let me tell you something that's even more mind-blowing. Was it rigged? 713-572-4610. Odds are 91% of you are going to say it was, and I won't necessarily disagree too much. This is the number that jumps out at me. I looked up what the chances were of the Mavericks getting the number one pick and the Spurs getting the number two pick.
Oh, well, you take those odds, you multiply them, and it gets all right, I can't say that word, but really, really small.
0.609%. There was a 0.609% that the Mavericks would be one and the Spurs would be two. That is a worst case scenario for the Rockets in many ways. Actually, the NBA, if you're thinking that it was rigged or whatever. So I started looking up even more stuff, little nuggets. So you tell me if it was rigged based on these little things.
Okay.
These little pieces of information, Figgy. Things that have less than a 1% chance of happening. Flipping a coin and it coming up heads six times in a row.
Okay.
Becoming an NBA player.
Yes. Because there's the natural selection of just being really tall, and then you have to be good at this as well.
Yes. A 16 seed beating a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament.
Shout out to, Florida Gulf Coast did it? No, it was Baltimore County, one of those. I can't remember which one.
Hitting a green light on a street.
UMBC.
10 times in a row.
Yeah, okay.
A 1% chance of catching a foul ball at a Major League Baseball game.
Well, I mean, I know plenty of people who've done that.
Yeah, they had a less than 1% chance of doing it. Predicting the exact score of an NFL game.
I do that all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
And this is my favorite. One deck, shuffled, and you pick back-to-back aces.
Okay. No, the odds are,
so
odds are very
rigged?
Small. I still, look, it's funny because we talked about this yesterday as well. The narratives are there for so many teams that no matter what happens, you can get yourself to that place, because we as humans want to have narratives that make sense, right? Yeah. And that logically fit with us. And so sometimes something happens that feels like it's out of the realm of normalcy, and we find a way to make it fit. And we could have done that with a lot of teams. It's just so uncomfortable that Nico Harrison gets the unreasonably good gift of doing something that's so stupid. And the benefit is, here you go, right? Here you go. Here is another star player. Even though you squandered the first star player in order to trade for a star player, to be fair, in Anthony Davis, who, though, is always injured. Oh, interesting note about that, though, with the Dallas Mavericks. Per Ira Winderman of the South Florida Sun Sentinel, Miami would have had Dallas's lottery numbers if they hadn't come back from a 6-point deficit with 5 minutes left to beat the Hawks in overtime in that last play-in game.
Ooh.
So if they had just lost that game, we'd be talking about the Miami Heat getting Cooper Flagg. And this is where I will start my offensive. I don't know why I'm on this quixotic mission to civilize in fighting against the people who look at it as rigged, because, look, it's there. But wouldn't it make sense if you're the NBA and trying to rig things to try and get some talent into the East? Like, the West is so chock full of talent, so much so that you're having a lot of your star players that you'd be selling on not participating in this time of year where you really like want people to be front and center.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, right, it looks like you might have more talent moving from the East to the West, even just evidenced by Giannis Antetokounmpo is in this place where he's open to maybe moving away from the Milwaukee Bucks. And probably the two top looks are the Spurs and the Rockets, right, if you were to ask Brian Windhorst and other insiders. That'd be more talent moving to the West. Wouldn't you want some of these teams in the East, especially teams like the Washington Wizards or the Charlotte Hornets, even though we got to a certain point, I was like, I don't want none of these teams to be able to.
Sure.
Like, they just don't handle this well. But still, like, wouldn't you want that to be the case?
You would think, but I think you could also make a very strong argument that the NBA cares more about the city and the organization and the storylines. City, organization, storylines. And we've all seen those coinkydinks. You know, Derrick Rose going to Chicago.
What was that, 08?
Yeah, 08. 2011, Cavaliers after LeBron left.
Yeah.
They get it.
Get Kyrie.
Chris Paul leaves in 2012, New Orleans. Pelicans get it. Cavaliers get the number one pick again.
2012 was that Chris? Oh, yes, you're right.
Yeah. They get it again in 2014 to bring Kevin Love back, to throw that bone of franchise. Mavericks, obviously, this year getting the number one pick.
He threw a bone of franchise.
Hey, the LeBron James said it flat out.
Yeah, when he was on McAfee.
Yeah, flat out said.
Yeah, it was. Just, I mean, it's like I was telling Reggie this earlier. Like with the LeBron going to Cleveland, that was like such a fairy tale type of story where you like, wow, like a guy from Northeast Ohio gets drafted number one overall by his, his hometown team. And it seemed like you got that all the time now. I don't know if it started
it's
there.
It's the storyline. Yeah, you can argue what you said, Reggie.
I know people say it with the Knicks and Patrick Ewing and all that stuff, but it seemed like it's all about a storyline now, man. Mm-hmm.
And again, I feel like we're always going to establish the storyline, but look, I don't understand the instances where the NBA doesn't help themselves, not the NBA at large. In this instance, it's Mavericks CEO Rick Welts. So he was asked during I quoted during the draft lottery saying this, quote, "I'm the only person who was in this room and the room 40 years ago. I was in charge of the NBA draft lottery 40 years ago when Patrick Ewing won. I've been doing conspiracy theory stories ever since. This is very surreal, personally." Close quote. Mm-hmm. Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
Ah, that makes it better, huh?
Yeah.
And he's like, "I've been hearing this for a long time, ever since I was in the room when the Patrick Ewing, like the most notorious instance where everybody goes, nah, this is rigged.
I took the envelope out of the freezer."
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing, bro? Why would you? And again, this points back to the reason why I didn't want the Dallas Mavs to get this, although they're, you know, maybe they're Mavs fans that they went through some hardship for a few months. And maybe you look at that and you go, all right, their organization treating them so bad. Here you go as a gift. I know there's a lot of people around this city that are like, boo-hoo, I do not care. Yeah. But the organization continues to act like this. Like this quote is an embodiment of how that organization handles themselves. And now they get Cooper Flagg and that's frustrating. But can I circle back around to like actually the way that this operates? Because I did remember tell you that Utah was deeply unlucky in the draft lottery. And they were one of those teams that had.
They're awful.
And they fell out of the top four. But on top of this, I did want to talk a little bit about the Spurs at two. Because I feel like one, obviously, is the big thing. Two is, I think people have kind of looked at it to some degree. But also, does this give them real leverage in Giannis negotiations now that they have the number two pick compared to the Rockets having the number 10 pick? Not saying that, I mean, it does feel like they're kind of head-to-head in the possibility of, you know, trying to petition for the services of Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, I don't know if that's something they really want to do.
Who, the Rockets or the Spurs?
With the number two pick. I mean, there's a lot of reason to believe that they, you know, they have a chance at number two to add a player, what's his name, Jordan from Rutgers, the big time scorer that they've already
seen. Are you talking Dylan Harper?
Dylan Harper. I said okay. Jordan, Dylan Harper. There's a chance that they might stay at number two. Now, it does give them more leverage. I mean, there's no question about that. So if they want to get there quicker rather than later, keep in mind, They also have the Hawks pick next year, and first round pick next year and the year after. So, you know, they might want to, you know, they've got some options in San Antonio for sure.
Yeah, because that was the thing ultimately with the question that we talked about. I know that we were talking about it end of the show with the drive when we were getting there. The idea of, hey, man, what happens if you do get Cooper Flagg? Do you trade that? I mean, a two pick, it's not Cooper Flagg, but it's still pretty high and it's very valuable in this particular draft, especially for a team that is looking to possibly rebuild in such a way with the Milwaukee Bucks, but not necessarily be bad because they don't have the benefit of their own picks.
Yeah.
I do wonder if, you know, this also puts, like, not just that you didn't get a high pick, you didn't get that Cooper Flagg situation, which of course was, you know, not a high opportunity. But also, does this give them an opportunity to go, or does this push the Rockets in a place where you're a little bit more in a place to stand pat with what you have, or maybe put a little bit more into the pot in order to try and get Giannis if you wanted to?
Look, I think, and Raphael Stone said right after that they're, you know, pretty much what he told the assembled media here, you know, that they would have to be a high bar for them to make a deal. But I don't know about that. I think it kind of changes the equation a little bit at number 10.
I'm very intrigued by what this is. But, yeah, that was the draft. It seems like most people are in the boat of, nah, man, NBA is just the WWE. It's rigged or what have you. And it's funny to me because the NBA has gone to great lengths to try and make it apparent that they try. Yes.
Oh, the apparent. Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Because somebody mentioned this on the YouTube page, the idea of this is Ray. Haven't watched one of these in a while, but do they always pull the tennis balls off camera? That seems kind of sus. Yes, they do. But the thing about it is that they have independent media members in there and they record the entire thing that is then released after the selections, after the TV show.
Already.
I watched the entirety of the drawing and it happened. Now, the one thing I can say that you can maybe say is, oh, this is, once those numbers come up, the numbers are associated with the team. And maybe you could say that they switched the numbers at the very end. But again, they have a number of people. I think it's like 8 to 10 people in there that are also auditing them as they do this with a third party company actually, you know, administering this. They go through to great lengths to make sure that it there's the very clear appearance that, hey, we do this the right way. It's just funny to me that with all of that, you end up with the Dallas Mavericks selecting number one overall and everybody going, yeah, don't care. It's rigged.
Yeah. I mean, you got to make it look good.
Like, just look the last few years,
you
though.
Make it look right.
Like, even with Wimby, man, like you couldn't have painted a better picture than that. Like, somebody that wanted to go to the Spurs that from France you couldn't make
the
that
organization
up,
needed it, the storyline, etc.
Real quick before we go, does it matter to you at all that the two teams at the top are division rivals, quote unquote, as the division hasn't felt like it's mattered as much?
Absolutely, yes. In fact, I think, and we'll get into this maybe a little later, I think it kind of puts a little more pressure on the Rockets to do something.
Okay.
I really do.
All right. I find that to be an interesting perspective. We'll dig into that later on in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Tuesday. Coming up next, let's talk about the Texans. Could you make the argument that fixing things at the tight end position is a bigger deal than fixing things at the offensive line? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next.
Ask question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right, Joel, on the Twitch page. Hot Tuesday. Hot Tuesday here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We'll talk about that a little bit more as well. But make sure that you know that we got that heat wave coming through, baby. So be prepared. I seen all three of us make sure we got shorts on today and we work inside. So make sure you take care of yourself if you're out there, if you have the opportunity to be prepared, because it's going to be a hot one when we get into the 90s for the rest of the week. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But yeah, always get involved with the program, 713-572-4610, or as Joel did, hit us up on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams, both on YouTube and on Twitch. But let's talk about these Texans, because Lopez, you're throwing out a question here that I'm very intrigued to get to how you got there.
Yeah. And look, can you make the argument that fixing the tight end room is more of a question than the offensive line?
Okay, more of a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe even more important, but certainly more of a question than the offensive line. Because what do we hear about all these offensive linemen that they've brought in?
They've started. There's a lot of guys who've started games.
Yep.
There's obviously going to be a lot of competition.
Veterans.
A lot of vets.
Proven.
Absolutely.
They've done the job. Maybe, you know,
proven is one of those ones that makes my eye twitch a little bit.
Sure, me too. No, me too. But I mean, but it is factually correct. You know, Cam Robinson, Trent Brown. Hell, you can even, you know, stretch it to some of these other guys that we may or may not have much confidence
Lake
in.
Lakin Tomlinson.
Yeah,
Ed Ingram.
That was the one I was thinking of.
And your guy, Trent Brown.
And you said
your
man.
Yeah, my guy.
Your man.
My guy, Trent Brown. Like, you can, that, it is factually correct. They've started. They've got experience. They've been proven in this league.
Been in the league for a long time.
Been in the league for a long time. Tytus Howard falls into that category to a certain degree. You can't say that about tight end. Can you?
Dalton Schultz has started. He's been in the league.
Yeah, he's also
proven.
Undressed. He's also been undressed in this.
Also, is the problem if you've been undressed here?
Yeah.
If you got undressed other places, that don't concern us. If you've been undressed here, then it ends up
but
being an issue.
But even if you don't believe that, and it's just here, or it was a fluke, or the scheme's going to change things.
Yeah.
He's never been a blocker.
Your offensive coordinator is a tight ends coach.
Yes.
He's just going to download blocking.te.exe into his program, hit run,
boom,
and everything's going to be good.
See, that's the point. Like, if you really think about the Texans right now at the tight end position,
yeah,
they have none of what you can say about the offensive line. Proven, done it. Veteran, of course, Dalton Schultz, and you can go to Irv Smith or whatever, but nevertheless. But, like, in terms of, like, they've done it, they've proven it, they can block, they can catch.
I'd still argue Dalton Schultz.
You can argue Dalton Schultz.
But he's not a blocker. No, and I don't think he ever has been, and that probably has been more of a miscast, and you could probably put that on Bobby Slowick, right?
Yeah.
I think your point stands when you get further, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cade Stover going into year two.
Unproven.
And that's the thing where you want to see the growth, and I think that there's probability and possibility of that being the case. But to be fair, like you're saying, you haven't seen it specifically at the level that you're hoping for him.
Obviously, Luke Lachey.
Luke Lachey is a rookie and a late-round rookie at that. We talk about Irv Smith. Irv Smith might be the one that you just go, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, even he is proven. He is all these things that we're talking about. He probably represents what we were talking about yesterday with the offensive line, which is the high floor, right? Where it's like, hey, you know what you're getting out of him. He's going to be a good blocker. Maybe, you know, you can get the ball to him periodically, but that's not really the entire intent of what you're doing here with him as a tight end. And I think he probably represents the high floor of the tight end space, but maybe not high ceiling as well. Mm-hmm. And then Brevin Jordan is complete. Let's see what it ultimately ends up being from him.
Yeah. You know, on all these tight ends, well, let me put it this way. On all these offensive linemen, most of the ones that they're going to be counting on, you can say, well, they've done it. Can you say that about any of these tight ends?
You know what my answer is going to be. There is one that I'll say yes. But here's the thing, and I hear what you're putting down. The only issue with this is, I don't think you're wrong, right? Mm-hmm. More of a question when it comes to the tight ends in that way. But the problem is with tight ends, it's really still relatively individual performance. I mean, maybe you get out here in a 12 personnel. I mean, maybe if Nick Caley gets his jollies off, he goes ahead and 13. Puts out here a 13 personnel. Yeah. You really get crazy with it, right? Those guys still aren't as dependent upon each other as the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have good offensive line play in the individual, but, you know, it is very much that chain link mentality where the weakest link will go ahead and bust the whole chain. Mm-hmm. And that is some of the issues that we're talking about here, where it's not just can you get good play out of any of these cats, it's can you get a good enough play out of at least five of these cats in tandem at the same time, moving in the same direction. And I think that's where it's more of a question at tight end, because it's really just can you get one of these guys to play at a really high level, and hopefully can you get two of these guys to play at a really high level so you can really kind of circulate that and now have what you need there. And there's other pass catchers. Ain't nobody else blocking for you.
But here's the counterpoint to that. Number one, tight ends do work with the offensive line extensively.
Certainly.
Especially on blitz packages, on, you know, edge rushers that are, you know, next level, et cetera. And number two, you want a tight end that can do both. You don't want to see Brevin Jordan in there and say, okay, well, they're going to pass. You know, Dalton Schultz, even as much as you're that's the one that you say, I'll give him credit.
That's right.
And that's fine.
I will be the Dalton Schultz defense.
That's your guy.
That's not going to serve me well.
You don't want to.
I can't wait till Clint walk in here and say, what did I hear about you?
you don't want to put Dalton Schultz in there in a must run situation. There's not like a quote number one tight end. And, you know, that you can say, all right, I have no idea what they're going to do. Or much less two of those guys.
Sure.
So, and that's why I think it's you can ask a serious question about the tight end position.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Especially if you get to thinking about the ways in which the Nick Kelly offense might look. And of course, I will hesitate on might because, you know, I've been vocal. I'm still very eager to see what this offense actually is. Mm-hmm. But in theory, right, if it's going to be something that's inspired by the way that the Patriots run.
Right.
They like getting their tight ends involved in the run game and blocking, right? Even if you look at what the Rams have done. Periodically, they've done a little bit different, but usually they like kind of, you know, play action, having that tight end involved in some of these things. And so, yes, I hear you, but we've seen offenses, depending on, you know, especially game plan offense, playing to the strengths of your players. We've seen offenses that have pass-heavy tight ends that are very rarely involved in the blocking. Have you seen an offense that does not have a stable offensive line be beneficial? Like, it just, it doesn't work that way. And that's where I would still lean back to the idea that, no, man, the question still fully and entirely lays at the offensive line. Even though I hear what you're saying, and I think it points to the idea that you don't have solid, definitive answers at tight end, and you're still hoping to see some level of development there.
I think the issue with this is I feel like Dalton Schultz didn't really show up last season like he should. Like, it's one thing you can't block. Like, I understand, you know, you want a tight end that could block. But, dog, you're supposed to be catching these passes. You're supposed to be giving up. Like, if you're not doing what you can do best, you're not even doing that.
Yeah.
That's when it becomes an issue because, shoot, looking at the Texans' last few tight ends, Jordan Akins, was he a great blocker?
I mean, he was –
But
I heard you wanted to I can see it in your face. You wanted to cop a plea.
That's what I'm saying. But he was still catching passes, man, and making big plays.
Yeah.
So if Schultz was making plays and stuff, then I don't know if we'd be having it. We'd probably be talking about the number two tight end.
I guess
if they could block.
I guess what I'm getting at with this is, like, in this offense, this so-called Patriots offense that we think they're going to be running, et cetera.
No. It is a game plan offense. It is the Texans offense.
It's the Houston Texans.
As helmed by Nick
as they
Kaylee.
Keep saying.
Don't let them come over here and talk to you, brother.
Sure. You want a tight end that lines up and the defense doesn't know what to expect. You want a tight end that the defense is going to have to choose, pick their poison.
Right.
Bracket him, you know, with a linebacker and whomever, or just cover him with a safety. You know, they have to pick their poison. And I don't know if the Texans have that.
Yeah, I think in a perfect world, that's the type of tight end you would want.
Exactly.
But Dalton Schultz is clearly not that
type of tight end.
But
and
he could,
who is?
He could catch. He could run routes and catch and stuff. Yeah. But if he's not doing that right, then you have a bigger issue.
Yeah. And those are the unicorns of this, right? It's almost, and I don't know if this is exact. Like, this probably actually isn't exact, so I don't want to go exactly there. But my thought was, almost like the defensive tackle that you go, big guy that can run stop, but also get up and pressure him. Like, hey, there's a reason why those are special, right?
Yeah.
You don't have as many of those that do it in the way that you kind of want. But, I get your point that you don't have that in the exact way. And that's going to be another thing that is a little bit of a challenge for Nick Kelly, especially if you're coming in on the tip that this is going to be game plan. We're going to suit the strengths of our players. The strengths of your tight end group dictates that you're not necessarily going to have them uber involved or have them carrying heavy loads in blocking situations, and you're going to need to find a way to. And I think that even points more to why the offensive line is a question, because they hold the majority of the responsibility of blocking, and they should hold the majority of the responsibility of blocking, because as soon as you start asking Dalton Schultz to carry heavy responsibility blocking, I think that falls on you for asking it, not for him, not on him for not being able to fully do that because you knew coming in that's what it was. But, of course, that's why it's going to be big for Cade Stover to take a leap, and it's going to be important for the offensive line to be on their P's and Q's. I appreciate the conversation, though. I do think that highlights just how much those two positions are the ones that are going to be bellwethers on what your offense will look like in the 2025 football season. We're getting more and more information on what that's actually going to look like. We'll talk more about that when we go around the NFL here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. But before we get there, coming up next, let's do our question of the day. Inspired by how all y'all think that Adam Silver, the bald-headed one, is rigging the game.
How we know.
Says all y'all.
Y'all. You two in particular. And you also, facts, dear listener, y'all out here saying that it's rigged. So, what's something that you rigged or cheated? 713-572-4610. And don't be bashful, because I know y'all got him. We'll text him in. We'll talk about him next. All right. Question of the day, Tom. 713-572-4610. What's something that you rigged or cheated on inspired by the NBA draft lottery that happened yesterday. A team that had just under 2% chance of having the first getting the first overall pick did it. The Dallas Mavericks will likely draft Cooper Flagg come June. It is in June, right? Or is it July? I can't remember, but it is.
It was rigged.
Okay.
I want to say June.
I think it's June.
It was rigged.
I like how you said likely, too.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you never know with the Dallas Mavericks.
Stay tuned for confessions.
People started doing them jokes about Nico Harrison, like, watch him mess around and draft somebody else.
I like how you covered yourself saying likely.
I mean, that got to be as correct as hopefully possible in that instance. But, yeah, what are some ways that you have rigged something or cheated in the way that y'all say that Adam Silver is for Dallas and San Antonio, and then Philadelphia? We didn't talk about them jumping up into the top four as well. And I was like, what they going to do?
Yeah.
They're just going to have that player have to play a whole bunch of minutes when Paul George and Joel Embiid get injured? Is that what happens? Yeah. Okay, very good.
Trade the pick for some has-been.
You think Daryl Morey would trade a pick for a has-been?
For Carmelo.
I was about to say, who is an injury prone? It had to be Embiid.
Yeah,
it'll be Embiid. Because he went after Anthony Davis.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I was waiting for this text to come in from the 346, my ex. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
But, let's start the bidding with John Lopez, who might – actually, no, let's start the bidding with Figgy Fig, because I feel like John Lopez is going to go ahead and win this one very quickly. So, is there anything that you've rigged or cheated?
Yeah, I wouldn't say rigged, but
– Come on, be honest.
It is something I lied about, though. Yeah. I would say I lied about this. So when I used to work at a group home, mm-hmm. I used to work overnights. And I tried to get off of this night, and my manager just being a B.
Yeah.
And so he said, "Nah, you can't get off that night." She wouldn't find nobody to cover me.
Yeah.
And the reason I was trying to get off because I was trying to go to a club. So this was like, I want to say this was Thanksgiving night.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
And they had like a party going on downtown. So what I did was I made sure all the clients, it was four older guys,
mm-hmm.
and talk about easy to take care of.
Yeah.
Like you give them dinner, all this other stuff.
Good to go.
They go in their room, watch TV, go to sleep. Like you don't have to do anything. So what I did, they went to sleep. I made sure everybody was good. I went on to the club,
you
man.
Booked it.
Yep. I left the house. I made sure everything was good.
That's wild.
I was on the clock.
That was actually right on line with what I was going to go with, because I thought rigged, and I was like,
I came back a little tipsy.
Yeah.
I came back around 3 in the morning. I was fine. I wasn't like drunk, but I was a little came back 3-4 in the morning. Everything was cool, man.
That is right along the lines, because I was thinking about when I used to work at a sporting goods store.
Yeah.
Got to show up on time to your shift.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I didn't. But, that score, that clock in very much was right. So, go through means sometimes. If you could get one of your coworkers that help you out, make sure that you get your time right.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes revise the time, because when they got the digital things, they get, hey, go ahead and put me in
at
8 o'clock instead of 8:15, like when I came in. those types of things. I feel like I'm generally a good upstanding person, but I was like, look, man, I'm not taking no demerits. Y'all not about to fire me because y'all got me up here doing nothing at 8 in the morning. So, I definitely rigged the time sheet quite a few times when I was, it's part-time work.
So I got a couple that immediately popped into mind. High school chemistry class, there was this girl that worked in the counselor's office that kind of had a crush on me or whatever.
There you go.
And
that's the end.
And she would make copies of all the tests for the teachers.
Mm.
So, I kind of cozied up to her for a couple of days and yada, yada, yada. I kind of knew all the answers to every test.
Unbelievable. We're going to find out that Lopez scammed his way into that degree at
A&M. Did you do that at A&M too?
No, I didn't do
that. You definitely did that at A&M.
I did not. But this is my favorite one. So I was at Wendover, Nevada. I was covering a game in Utah Jazz. And you can drive from Utah into Nevada. It's about a 90-minute drive, if I'm remembering it correctly, and go to some small-ass casinos. And it was the Peppermill Casino. And me.
That just sounds smoky.
Yeah, Peppermill Casino. I'll never forget it. Me and Doug Moe Jr. Remember Doug Moe coached in the NBA for ABA and NBA for years and years? Doug Moe Jr. was an assistant coach. He goes, I'll go with you. So we drove to Wendover and we're playing dice, which of course I always play, as you know. And.
You a dice? Okay.
Always.
Shooting dice.
100% of the time for 35 years. So anyway, the guy that rakes the dice, you know, you put five dice and you pick two, blah, blah, blah. Anybody who's played dice knows what I'm talking about. You're supposed to cover them and shake them between each roll. He would just rake them to in front of him, and then he'd push them to the next roller, and you pick two. Well, I had a good roll with these two dice. And so when I saw that he raked them but didn't cover them, I leaned over to Doug Moe, who was next to me. I said, pick the two on the left. Because I had a good roll. Because
mm-hmm.
certain dice are more forgiving than others. They have little little flaws in them or whatever.
Okay.
He picked the two on the left, and we had another good roll. He ended up telling the person next to him because it was.
Oh, y'all was being too generous.
It was their mistake.
Y'all yeah. being too generous.
And they said, pick the two in the middle or whatever. Had another good roll.
I can't wait till he gets caught in the story because it's going to happen. You start telling secrets to everybody.
By the time it came back around to me, everybody at the table knew that the guy was making a mistake not covering them and which two dice were the most forgiving. And yada, yada, yada. Nobody told on anybody. I put in for $300. I've told this story in the past. I didn't exactly say that we were kind of finagling the dice. I walked out of there with $4,800.
Hey,
and it was all their fault. So I kind of
where was the pit master? Where
I know you're supposed to cover the dice and shake them up. But instead, he would just kind of rake them to himself, and you could always see which two dice, you know, were the forgiving ones.
I feel like he might have been doing it on purpose.
Send that man a Christmas card, man.
That man was sick of his job. He was like, oh, y'all.
Like, let me get your contact info, man. Next time you on the clock.
I walked like out of there driver. With $4,800 on a $300 in.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, see, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. How about this one from the 713? And shout out to the industrious nature of children. Playing my 9-year-old nephew in 2K, and he wasn't missing any shots. Started getting mad. Found out he changed his settings so he would make every shot.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
That's good. Heady play, though. Heady play. Shout out. And Black Greg, you should be ashamed of yourself. 832. Used to play Words with Friends. Also had an app where you could type your letters, and it would generate words for you. Not proud of my cheating. Hey. But losing wasn't enough.
Hey, salute the Black Greg. I did that before.
Nah.
Because I was playing the hard way, and then I found out it was an app that would show you everything.
What you mean the hard way? You were playing the game.
Yeah, that was the hard way.
the game was the hard way.
And then at the time, I was playing against some girls or something like that. Yeah. And they was just like, dang, you keep winning.
I'm good.
I'm over here with an app.
This man got his thumb on the scale. From the 832, a gentleman's club formerly on Hillcroft and West Park had an amateur night. They said their friend and them were chosen to be two of the three judges.
Mm-hmm.
They, quote, brokered an agreement, close quote, with one of the contestants Lord. Before the competition to guarantee her winning.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I know somebody.
That's a hell of a rig.
Wow.
I know that somebody that wound up in the VIP room.
That is. Wow.
Man.
And then
you out there with the NBA, man.
Yeah, man. I've
that's a rig right there. She was winning all along.
There was no way she could lose. Neither could they.
Yeah, I feel like for an amateur night, I feel like you got what you paid for, right? Like I think you handled up in the way that you wanted to. And then from the Twitch chat, the YouTube chat, rigged the resume for a job interview that they eventually will trade you for. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I feel like that's usually all right. Now, the ones that I always get are the ones where people put on their resume things that, you know, they know damn well they don't know, and you're not going, nobody's going to help you with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are just setting yourself up for getting fired here in a few weeks. So it really is a short con.
Sit here and talk about you doing coding for 5 years.
That's
brother,
right.
You don't know what coding is.
Hey, my brother from another mother says that he still has the USB with all the answers to tests from college. So somebody gave him the USB.
I wish I would have had y'all in my class. I would have graduated.
And from the 713, worked at a restaurant. They would put names in the hat for most helpful server and get a free meal at the end of the shift. Told everyone to vote for them. And then you'd vote for them and they voted twice. That's real scam work, man. Real scam work. And then not much, but back in college, my brother and I would play spades online, and we would sit on the phone and tell each other, oh, no, oh, y'all was cross-talking.
Oh, y'all talking over the board.
Cross-talking.
Oh, man.
See, that might be the most disrespectful thing, all the things that we got in
it's
here.
It's nothing worse playing spades, somebody talking over the board.
That's real nasty.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Nah, the game is over at that point.
This is why digital spades don't compare. If we playing spades, it better be a real table and real cards.
Yeah. See, as a kid, if you playing as a young kid, you could be like, oh, you owe me 4 books. Yeah. But as a grown man, the game is over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody is over.
Oh, man.
Wait, okay, so one more before we go here. I'm just amazed that this is how this works, because they said this happened in 1986, and this is the only way it could work. Mm-hmm. Fix my friend's final report card in the eighth grade so he could pass and go to ninth grade with us.
Like that. Like,
did that work?
They had the one copy?
The one copy.
That worked.
Well, remember, you've seen that thing on all over social media where they turn an F into an A+. That's what he did.
That's what I did that one time. I was supposed to go on a field trip, mm-hmm. and my mom wasn't going to sign the permission slip. So what I do, I wrote her name. I wrote the name, and it worked.
It worked.
You was out here forging signatures.
I was, man.
I couldn't forge my mama's signature. Actually, until there was a point in time where I got old enough, she was like, I'm not signing that. Just put my name on there. And I was like, okay, cool.
I can do that.
My mother never did.
I can do that on everything.
See, no, I knew better than that. I did not want the other side of that. This was she would find out.
Yeah, and this was like second grade, man. Like, I couldn't really write cursive like that.
Yeah.
I would put a capital P and then a little zit, 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 zit. G, a regular G, zit, 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 zit. I can't believe they went through with that.
That teacher was like, I don't care enough. Yeah. Just get on the bus. Just get on the bus.
You're going.
We don't care.
You're going. It's
better. We don't want to leave someone back here to wait for you anyway. Just get on the bus. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Shout out to the NBA that people in this room still think is rigged, especially for giving the Dallas Mavericks number one pick. All right. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL where we've got more and more schedule nuggets, including the break for the Texans that happened. Let's talk about it next.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.